good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining me from. This is the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. My listeners, I have an amazing guest with me today who is going to be giving you nuggets on how you can improve your personal finance as an entrepreneur. He is a widely known person, a leader in his own right, but I'll just allow him to do justice by introducing himself. So, Coach, hi, Cynthia Neke, you are welcome to the Good Life Podcast. Please introduce yourself to my guests.
Okay, thank you for having me, Coach Joy. It's a pleasure to be here. Who is Hyacinth? Hyacinth is, my name is Hyacinth Aneke, and I've had over 20 years experience working in the corporate sessions, starting from the Diageo Group. I was there for about 6 years, then I moved to the financial sector. I was there for a few years, then I moved to the oil and gas industry, the Shell Group. Before I left to pursue my passion in helping people generally maximize their potential. So I'm a coach, I'm an entrepreneur, okay, and also I work in the vineyard of God. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. You are a man of many parts in the corporate world, in the entrepreneurial world, and also in the spiritual world. You are a leader. Oh, true. So tell me one fun thing about you that you want my listeners to know about. Something fun about you.
Well, I think fun is relative, but one thing I can assure people is that one thing they will find fun about me is that if you are around me, you cannot remain the same. And I think that is fun, because I feel that it is fun, you know, for everyone to want to improve their capacity, to want to grow, you know, to want to add more and be the best version of themselves. So it is fun to be around me because, you know, you keep growing from one version of yourself, you know, to another. I think that's one thing that I know that I'm passionate about, and people get to pick from me the moment they find themselves around me. You tend to see a better version of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good that we have you here today. My listeners are going to be better for it just by listening to you. Thank you very much. You're welcome. So now let's delve into the questions. And I'll ask you, as an entrepreneur, an experienced one as that, what is one crucial piece of advice you will share that could help others in managing their finances effectively?
Okay, well, as an entrepreneur, the first thing that I want to share is the fact that you need to be value focused. I believe that entrepreneurship is the best ministry that anybody can have, okay? You know, because why? You are helping people solve problems. You are bringing value to the table, all right? So yes. I tell people, if you are going to be an entrepreneur, your first focus must be the need of people. So what you need to pursue is discover what people need, okay? All right? A lot of people says that entrepreneurship starts with having an idea. It doesn't start from having an idea. It starts from understanding the need of the people that you want to serve. So when you have a solution to their needs, then you have an idea. So the first thing, place is start, is what is the need of the market segment that I want to serve. So as long as you are going to be pursuing the needs of people and looking for solutions, a best way to serve those needs, you are going to remain in business for a very long time.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So if I hear you clearly, as an entrepreneur, the focus should be on service.
Yes, very clearly, this focus, where, I mean, you can use the word service, but I prefer to use the word value.
Value.
Your focus is how you add value to people. Most yes. people want to focus on money. And you need to understand, okay, the origin of money. If you understand the origin of money, you will know that without value, there is no money. Okay, so your focus must be, how do I add value to the market segment that I want to serve?
Yeah. So when you are presenting your products to your customers, you present it from the perspective of value, not necessarily from what you want to sell. I think that's very correct.
So when you are, I mean, the first thing that you want to do in actually even building a product, okay, is to find out what does the people need. Product development start from the need that your people have. What do they want to do? Okay, what challenges do they are they having right now, trying to do what they want to do? And what benefits do they want, you know, to derive, you know, from that? So once you understand that, you know, say, you now build a value proposition, okay, that meets those needs. So what is important? So when you're selling, you're not selling the features of your product. Yeah. You're selling the benefits of the product. How the product, you know, help them do what they want to do. How the product elevates the pains that they're having right now. And how the product help them get the benefits that they want to get. So that should be your focus.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you very much. So now tell me, when you're going into entrepreneurship, definitely there are some mistakes that you will make. So for you who have been there, can you tell us some of the mistakes that you have made and how you advise somebody who is going into that journey to avoid those mistakes?
Okay, so I mean, I can share, you know, some of the experience that I have. Okay, I'll give you an example. I left the oil and gas industry, okay, to go and start, okay, entrepreneurship. And one of the first mistakes I made was that all my career, I have never worked in a startup, all right? I worked with established companies, all right? So when I wanted to start, I wanted to start a business that is established. So it's like trying to give birth to an adult. Okay, yeah. So I made several mistakes. Okay, trying to like, I use the word, trying to give birth to an adult. So what I discovered, you know, that in starting a business, there are different phases to it. So that led me to develop a model that I call the five-phase, you know, value thinker business building model. And the first phase of that model is, you know, is called the discover phase. And the discover phase is where actually you are trying to find out what needs does the market have, okay, that you are trying to solve. So you are trying to discover a gap in the marketplace, all right?
Yes.
Then the second phase, you know, is the start phase. And the start phase is that you're trying to develop the product. At this point in time, you don't have a business. You're just trying to develop the product based on your findings of what the market wants. Okay, and you start with what I call the minimum viable product. I give you a practical example. Okay, if I want to start a poultry, the question I ask people is that, a poultry owner, what does he want to do? Okay, he wants to sell egg and he wants to sell birds. That's yes. simply what a poultry person wants to do. But do I have to invest, you know, 5 million naira or hundreds of million naira, you know, to build a poultry in order to sell egg and birds? No. Okay, so as an entrepreneur that wants to start, what do I need to start? What can be my minimum viable product to be able to use to test the market, to ensure that the market wants what I want, you know, need what I want, and they are ready to pay for it. So what I need is something, you know, that I can use to explain and offer them an idea. For example, so if I want to start a poultry, instead of going and look for millions of naira to, you know, I start by selling eggs and selling, you know, birds. And what do I need to do that? All I need to do is probably a picture or a video of an established, okay, poultry, where I, you know, go to an agreement with the owner, and I tell the owner, I want to sell on your behalf. So I agree a price with the owner, okay, and I put my magic, and I can use the video to go and market and say, if you need any quantity of bird, any quantity of egg, I can supply it. And you give them their price. So you see that you don't even have to, you know, invest anything.
Your money, okay, in,
Yeah, because you don't even understand the market. You don't know what the market wants. You don't know. So you have a lot of people who have, okay, a large warehouse.
Yes. They have large warehouses filled with stock.
They have large warehouses filled with, you know, goods. And they don't have one person that wants, you know, to buy it.
To purchase.
So one of the things that I want people to understand is that every business, it doesn't matter how big, okay, is broken into just three parts. Is that you buy or create the...
Yes.
As I was saying, so for every business is divided into three parts, okay? So the first one is that you either buy or create the product somewhere, okay? And you sell it somewhere at profits, and you administer the process of, you know, buying or creating and selling, okay? So the creating of the product somewhere is called production, and the selling of the product is called sales and marketing. Okay, and the okay administering of the creating or buying and the selling is called operation. All right, so you have production, you have sales and marketing, you have operation. The definition of business is to exchange value for money, and the only place that you exchange value for money is in sales and marketing. Okay, so my advice is that for everyone that wants to do any business, don't go into production. Don't start with operation. Start with sales and marketing. So you don't even have to produce the products for you to start with sales and marketing. And when you start with sales and marketing, you begin to understand the market. You begin to understand who the customer is. You begin to understand what they want. You begin to understand how they want it. Okay, so at the end of the day, you find out that you understand the market need well, and you're able to serve the market well. So whether you want to do the production or not will become a secondary decision that you want to make. But the first thing that you want to do is that be able to sell the product and understand the market.
Thank you very much. This is a masterclass in entrepreneurship. I remember when I was young, my dad retired from public service and he started his own business. He rented a massive shop and loaded it with pharmaceutical items, drugs, you know. And at the end of the day, most of the drugs expired because people were all buying it, you know. So it just goes to show that you don't just start by stocking your, you know, shop, your business with stock. Go and do your sales and marketing first. And then the business will continue thereafter, or else you just be stuck with products that you may not be able to sell. Thank you very much. That is awesome. Thank you. My listeners, this is a mistake that you mustn't make. Start from sales and marketing. Know the value before you then delve in into investing your millions, which is definitely not easy to come by. Thank you. So my next question for you. So what are some essential tools in terms of educating yourself as an entrepreneur financially? Because you need to be aware of your revenue, your cost. So what are some financial tools that an entrepreneur needs to be aware of to be able to survive in this harsh business climate?
Okay, I think, you know, like I said, the whole idea is that you are not throwing money into the business, okay? And you are doing what is needful, all right? So in terms of tools, okay, you know, budgeting is going to be very important so that you don't be misappropriating funds. One of the mistakes we do also when we are starting, especially as individuals, is that we can't separate, okay, our personal money from our business money, okay? There are a lot of people who are going with their business checkbook, all right? So anything they want to do is the same. So you need to be able to separate your personal income, okay, from the business, your personal money from the business money. That is difficult, you know, but again, this is one of the things that you need to do, you know, for you to succeed. You need to be able to budget. Budgeting is very important, you know, because even in your personal finance, not even talking about your business finance, you know, I learned that, you know, from, you know, when I was working, a lot of coaches that I have, you know, I can collect salary today and somebody come to me and say, please, can you give me money? And I said, I don't have money. And he says, how can you say you don't have money when you just collected salary?
You've just been paid.
And I said, I don't have it in my budget. Okay. So you find out that either in your personal finance, okay, or your business finance, budgeting is very key. Okay. So what your budget is to your money is what your calendar is to your time. All right. Okay. Yeah. So primary thing is that you need to know how much you need for what, and you need to be able to budget it to ensure that you are not misappropriating your funds. The funds are used for what they are meant for. So that's going to be key, you know, as you go into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, budgeting is very key, very key. You need to know where your money is coming from and how you're going to spend it. No need going to spend money that has not even come in. So budgeting is a very, very important tool for an entrepreneur. So now looking at the economy, we know how the country is right now. Things are really difficult. So how can you, as an entrepreneur, capture shifts in the economy and be able to benefit from it in this situation that we are in now, especially in Nigeria?
Okay, I think, you know, truly the economy could, you know, is an upbring. Okay, yeah. So you find out that what the economy has done, the only thing the economy has done, it has changed the needs of people. Okay. And I said that one of the things that you need to be pursuing as an entrepreneur is to understand what the need of your customer segment is. For example, I tell people during COVID, for example, there is only one thing that changed as far as a businessman is concerned, is the need of the people. For example, during that period, we weren't going out. Okay, yes. So I don't have a need to drive. Clean my clothes. I don't have a need to buy new clothes. Okay? We weren't flying, so the airlines were not moving. So the only thing that economy changes is the need of the people. All right? So how has the economy affected the needs of your market segment? What are the things they want now because of the economy? How do they want it? What new challenges has the economy brought about concerning your market segment? So as long as you keep following the needs of your people and looking for creative and innovative way to provide those needs, okay, you will always be, you know, do well in business. You will always get paid because, like we said, you are in the business of looking for what is value to your people, to people you are serving, and providing that value. I call it, you must have a value thinker mindset, whatever the economy. Yeah. Because what has happened is that the economy did not cause the money to disappear.
No.
The money did not disappear in the economy. The money just shifted from one hand to another, all right? So you need to follow the needs of the people as the economy changes. Thank you.
Yeah. I think what I can just get from you is that at any point in time, look for the value that you can offer to people, irrespective of the economic situation. Yeah, thank you. So now let's go to legacy. As a leader and as an entrepreneur, we know that you want to make money, you want to achieve your own financial goals. But what legacy can an entrepreneur leave apart from just making money and building a business?
Okay, so the way I want to answer this is that research have revealed that any person that goes into business for money wouldn't last in business and wouldn't leave legacy. So the question is that beyond money, what is your business established for? Okay, all right. So today people are building purpose-driven organizations. And again, that goes back to value. All right. You know, I mean, there was a company that their mission is that they are into healthcare. Okay. And they are saying that medicine is for patients, but profit follow after.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Medicine is for patients.
It's for patients.
But, you know, profit follows. So their whole goal is how, you know, to impact their patients. All right? So legacy can only be built in people. And that's why if you want to, you know, build a business that leaves legacy, you must answer the question, what does my business exist for beyond money? All right?
Yeah.
So the moment, so what is the noble purpose? What is the contribution to people? What is the contribution to the society that my business exists for, okay, we, you know, beyond the money? And that's why you have the concept of the core value, the, you know, the concept of mission statement, you know, because the mission of your business is what you do for people, for your customer, for humanity that they pay you for. So as long as you have a noble goal beyond money, why your business exists, okay, that impacts people, that impacts your society, you're going to leave a legacy as a business person. Because legacy is what happened to people after you have left. The impact you made in people's life after you have left.
Exactly. Your legacy is when you are not there, what will people say about you? We should all endeavor to leave a legacy so that people will always speak about us even when we are not there. Thank you. So now, my final question for you. So how do you then integrate financial principles as an entrepreneur so that you are able to achieve your goals? What financial principles should you integrate into your life, both personally and in your business, and also spiritually, especially for people like you, so that you can achieve your goals?
Okay, so first and foremost, what are the goals? Okay, I'm happy that you use the word goals. So you need to know, okay, what success means to you. That's the first place to start from. What does success mean to you? For some people, is not to have the billions of naira, because money is meant to be used for things. Okay? So it is important that you understand what success means, you know, to you. All right? So the first thing I want to say when it comes to, you know, personal financial success, okay, or maybe as a business person, is you must save. Okay, so it starts with savings. All right, every time you have money in excess of what you have planned for, you need to save it. Okay, all right, and beyond savings, okay, the whole idea of savings is investment. All right, so after you've been able to save the money to a very, you know, large extent, you need to invest it. All right, and when we talked about investment, basically you need to have some investment goals. Why are you investing? Your investment goals will determine, okay, the assets that you invest in. All right, yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I am an advocate of the fact that, because what some people do is that, you know, people come to you and say, this asset is good, this investment is good, this investment is good, okay? But for me, my approach is that you must have an investment objective, all right? Then after you have an objective, you can understand the assets that you need to invest in that will meet that investment. And you stay focused and consistent. So I give you an example. You know, as I was starting out as an individual, I wanted to invest in stock. So I had a strategy where I invest a percentage of my income every month, okay, in the stock market. But a time came, you know, after I built a reasonable portfolio, some people came and told us that we can make a billionaire in 30 days. So we went to take a loan from the market, okay, and, you know, even went to collect money from the bank, you know, because they said that if you buy, you know, shares worth a billion naira, in 30 days you will sell it, you will get another 1 billion. Before the 30 days time, the market crashed. All right? Okay. And we lost all the money. Even the portfolio that you have built over years, you lost it. Okay? So it's about, first and foremost, understand, have a consistent plan. You know, when people say that they had a breakthrough, okay, people think that it is one major break. You don't understand that it's a compounding interest, you know, of what you do, of the discipline that you practice on a regular basis that compound over time. And when people see the effect of the compounding, they thought that it was just one activity that you do that gave you breakthrough. Okay, yeah, so that's how I lost all my money. So it's about first and foremost, what is the goal? What assets, you know, how do you want to consistently invest in it and build the portfolio over time? This is my advice on the long term. You need to be able to build something sustainable and you'll be able to use your money.
Just goes to say that experience is the best teacher. At times when you experience it, you know how it feels and it can help you to advise people. Don't ever believe in the get rich quick syndrome. It doesn't ever work.
It doesn't work.
Sorry about your loss.
Thank you.
I've had a good time talking with you today, High Saint. I know that we're going to have a part two of this conversation because we need to end now. I want to appreciate you for your time and for the masterclass on entrepreneurship that you've given to us today. Thank you very kindly. So now I want my listeners to connect with you. Where can we find you on social media?
Okay, so I am on Facebook, I am on LinkedIn, I am on X, I am on Instagram, but I'm more active on LinkedIn and maybe sometimes Facebook. Yeah, so High Saint Aneka is his name. So if you go to LinkedIn, you'll be able to see me, and I'm sure that you can connect with me. I'm also on YouTube. Okay, yeah. Just look for High Saint Aneka on YouTube and you'll be able to find me there.
Okay, thank you very much, my listeners. Please connect with High Saint Aneke. You will be glad that you did. So thank you very much for your time. And I hope we can connect again to continue this conversation. I love this so much. So listeners, thank you very much for joining. And I hope to see you in another beautiful session of the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. Take care and God bless you. Bye.
parents.